Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering. We are going to spend the rest of the hour today talking about a mixed-use development in Newton. At issue is a 23-acre plot in the Newton Village of Upper Falls, which Northland developers plan on turning into some 800 apartments, 140 deeded affordable, 180,000 square feet of offices, and 115,000 square feet of shops, parks, and restaurants. The project's required zoning changes and special permitting were passed by the Newton City Council with the requisite two-thirds vote, a final vote tally of 17-7 in favor. But opponents to the project have organized a referendum to overturn that, and city voters will cast their votes on that referendum next Tuesday, March 3rd. Now, we on this show, we talk about housing and transportation a lot, and we know that it is top of mind for so many of our listeners and for so many people in the Commonwealth. So we want to talk about what this project would do, what the opposition would like to see, and what the implications of this case could mean for other communities in Massachusetts. Joining us here in the studio to do that, here in Studio 3, first is Deb Crossley. She's a counselor at large from Ward 5 in Newton, where the project's located. She's an architect and currently chairs the city's Zoning and Planning Committee and voted to approve Northland. Counselor Crossley, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you so much.
Also with us is Randy Block. He is president of Right Size Newton, a community organization opposed to the project that participated in organizing the voter referendum. Randy, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Now, as we get started, I want to first say I want to note that I am a resident of Newton myself, and I want to note that we want you to pull up a chair and join the conversation. If you live in Newton, do you support this project or oppose it, and why? Outside of Newton, do you think it should be easier or harder to build new housing, affordable housing? What about arguments about traffic congestion, school overcrowding? Do they resonate with you, and how to address them? Or do you think big projects like this should always go to voters, like with the referendum that's coming? We just want to know what you think. 1-800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK to join the conversation. So, Deb, I'm going to start with you. From your perspective, what would the Northland development mean for Newton?
Well, I think this project exemplifies what we need to do in order to address real community needs that we've identified over decades. And city leaders have been planning over decades to try to find space in Newton to address some of these needs. Housing. We need more elevator-accessible housing. We need more smaller units. We need more deed-restricted affordable units. This project would bring the largest bunch of affordable housing to the city in a very long time, deed-restricted in perpetuity. Open space, you actually said at the beginning that we had 115,000 square feet of retail and parks and open space. It's actually 115,000 square feet of first-floor supportive retail. There's almost 10 acres of what's called usable open space, a mix of parks and playgrounds and landscape public plazas and
that
so
are
forth,
part of the plan development.
That are part of the plan development.
Thank you for that.
So it's a very large proportion of space for people to gather and meet and walk and talk. It's a highly walkable environment. People keep saying, you know, we want places where the community can gather. This does that.
Maybe I just want to say, maybe give me one more benefit because then
yep.
I want to bring Randy's voice
environmental controls, very strong environmental controls, contributions to our infrastructure, state-of-the-art stormwater management plan, and the highest tier of building energy efficiency is incorporated into this plan.
Okay, so thank you. That's helpful. That gives us some context. Now, Randy, why does your group and some community members immediately surrounding the parcel in particular oppose the project? What's the basis of the opposition?
I think this project raises a question that many towns and small cities in the Boston area face. How do we meet housing needs without damaging the quality of life? And the traffic on Needham Street is one of the most congested streets in Newton. As a resident of Newton, you've probably traveled that street yourself. I personally avoid it as much as possible. And traffic engineers have rated this level F.
What does that mean?
That means it's in failure.
And just to clarify, do you mean it's currently level
yes.
F or they've rated
no,
the plan?
The intersections are level of service
it's
F.
It's currently level F for that particular intersection, which this development is being built on. And the average speed at peak times, according to the developer's own data, is 4 to 5 miles an hour.
And are you worried, Randy, that it's going to get worse?
Oh, it will definitely get worse. And I don't think there's any debate about it getting worse. The question is that okay to get worse? What can we do to try and mitigate that? And I think the city council and the land use committee spent an awful lot of time trying to figure out how to do that.
Okay, so I'm just going to pause you there again because I need to ask Deb one more question on that. Mm-hmm. And already we have 5 calls mm-hmm. already.
Okay.
So just very quickly, Deb, the question I have for you, did the city council do due diligence on the project, and particularly since Randy raised traffic?
Absolutely.
Did you do
we have
diligence
known
on
since
traffic?
The get-go that traffic, moving people to and from the project, was the problem we had to solve in order to get all of these other benefits and amenities for the community.
And will traffic be worse when the development?
Traffic's going to be worse whether we build this development or not. That's a really important point to understand. 70% of the traffic on Needham Street is from the western suburbs moving through Newton. Needham Street is slated for a complete makeover from Needham to Newton. $30 million the state is putting down. The work begins this year. That's going to help in terms of cleaning up the street, making protected bikeways and protected pedestrian ways, as well as widening the street here and there to make it consistent. And the big thing is traffic signals.
So just again, just to be clear, but none of that is part of Northland development.
No.
Those are other plans.
And no development should have to take responsibility for existing traffic.
So there's a point of contention there.
Yep.
Okay. And I'm sorry, it's just so many voices and I want to get lots of different voices into this discussion. So I'm going to turn to a call. And although our lines are full, I'm going to put the number out because once we take a couple, there'll be room for more. 1-800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK. We've got Fran on the line from the Waubun neighborhood of Newton. Fran, go ahead.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I read in the Newton Patch a little while ago that right-sized Newton had declined to meet with Northland after several invitations to do so, including really early in the process. And I'm wondering why you didn't take them up on these opportunities. I met with them as an individual neighbor several times, and they always spent as much time as needed to answer my questions and listen to my ideas. I've also attended several hearings at City Hall over the past 2 years, and I recall at those hearings that a right-sized Newton representative was given equal time to present their side of as the developer.
Okay, so
I'm wondering why they're saying that they haven't been heard.
All right, let's turn to Randy. Fran, thank you for that. We'll give Randy a chance to respond.
Well, Fran, thanks for raising the question about whether we answer questions. Well, we're right here answering questions. We've held a number of forums. And I have to say—
Did you meet with Northland? Just because that was the heart of Fran's question.
The meeting with Northland. There have been a number of interactions with Northland over the past years. I think the issue with the neighborhood group that represented Upper Falls and Newton Highlands is that there was no negotiation. There was no give and take about what they needed.
I have read in news stories that there was a year of negotiation. So let me just—
2 years, actually.
There was time for negotiation. So again, let me just broker here. Mm-hmm. Both that there has been negotiation and also that the concern has been that negotiation hasn't been deeply engaged with the immediate surrounding area. Would it be fair to characterize that those are the bones of contention in this conversation?
Well, I don't think entirely,
however, because there are members of the Upper Falls community. You know, I live there. I can walk there. I've lived there for 35 years. I think this is bringing wonderful things to our community, a terrific opportunity that I hate to see missed. There are many people within Upper Falls who contact me, some of whom have dared to put their presence forward on these local newsreels, news blogs, whatever you call them, and others who are afraid to speak up, but who do support the project, who do see it as something that will help to actually knit the community together and provide opportunity for people in the community now, as well as the new community that would come, to mingle, to enjoy the spaces and places that are being developed.
So, Randy, before I go to a couple more calls, Deb just used the terms dare and afraid.
Mm-hmm.
Has it been that kind of contention back and forth between the sides? Has this been a painful or truly contentious? Because I'm noticing the words that I'm hearing.
Sure. I think that perhaps some people feel tense about this and regret that tension. I think there's also been some real education going on around these issues. These are very complicated questions about traffic and development and housing and transportation. So they don't come easily to everybody. So spending time on that is not necessarily a bad thing. But I take your point, which you mentioned earlier, about is a referendum a good way to deal with these things? And it probably isn't. And I think the fact that we're at a referendum point—
I'm going to note Deb's nodding as you say that.
I think it's regrettable we're at the point of referendum. And to me, that's a symptom of the failure of leadership that has led to our current sort of differences of opinion.
Well, of course, I disagree with that. We've had a two-year process. It began with something the mayor called a community engagement process, where for about 6 months, two counselors, I was one, and a couple of dozen people from within a broad study area from Newton Highlands Village all the way to Newton Upper Falls and all the neighborhoods around the corridor engaged and articulated the essence of what they hoped Needham Street would become. The developer was asked to pause in order to listen to that process and not file.
How long was that pause?
About 6 months.
Okay.
And they did. They waited, and they filed soon afterwards with a project that was dramatically different from what they started with.
And, Randy, do you feel the project was – I'm anxious to get to callers, but I want to do a fair brokering on this. Randy,
sure.
Do you feel that the project was dramatically different after the 6 months?
I don't think you engaged in that process.
Yeah, I was not personally involved in that process.
Okay.
But I will say this, that it's really hard before a developer actually files plans to know exactly what they're planning. And when the developer first filed its plans, this was 1.5 million square feet of
1.9.
development. And we'll have to show you the document when we get off the air.
So we have disagreement on how big the original plan
was. And it's now 1.4 million square feet.
Right. Is that
about right? 1.4 million currently?
I want to grab some calls here.
Okay.
1-800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK. First, we have Donna. I'm going to try to grab a couple. We have Donna in Brockton, Massachusetts. Donna, go ahead.
My question is, why did they decide to make the development residential and office use? And my second question is, what offices are they going to have? Is it going to bring more businesses and therefore more people, or are there offices that are going to help the people in the community, like healthcare and things like that?
Okay, before I go to another caller, let's give you a chance. Deb, why don't
you
start?
So there's an existing mill building that is 180,000 square feet that is going to be restored and re-tenanted for small offices. The idea for Needham Street is to actually, the developer, if we do this plan, would like to headquarter there, but the majority of it is for small think tank types of offices, high tech, with communal workspace and that sort of thing.
But also not maybe human services or the kinds of things that I think the caller was asking about, healthcare,
et cetera. No, this particular site is part of the what's called the N Square or Needham and Newton-Needham corridor, and they're calling it an innovation corridor and trying to work with that.
Okay. And Randy, it sounded like the caller was implying that perhaps it should have been all housing and affordable housing. What's your thought on that?
Well, it is mostly housing and affordable housing. I think it's 80-85% of the square footage will be devoted to that purpose.
Okay. So that's a good answer for the caller. Let's take another call. We've got Jess calling now from Cambridge. Jess, go ahead.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can.
Can you hear me?
Yes. But I don't think you can hear me, Jess.
Can you hear me?
If we can get Jess back, I'll go back to Jess. But in the meantime, I'd like to try to grab one more caller. It looks like we've got Ken on the line from Newton Highlands. Newton, Ken, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Go ahead.
Hi, I live very near the project, and I've been paying attention to it. And I've read the RSN site, and I can see that they're very opposed to it, but I can't see what they're in favor of. I can't see what solutions they're offering. It's a big parcel. It's not pretty now. And if you're not meeting with the developer and talking about solutions, I'm trying to understand what you're in favor of.
Okay, so let's turn to Randy then. So, Randy, what does Right Size Newton want?
Sure. The neighborhood group has written to the city council and described certain changes,
like what?
Such as
very
reducing it from 800 units to 400 units.
I do want to ask you, has Right Size Newton opposed smaller developments elsewhere in the past?
Absolutely not. We are in favor of development. We are in favor of moderate development and smart development. And one of the issues here that smart development is supposed to consider is access to public transit. And public transit is, I'm afraid, not walkable from this site. So people talk about, we need to build where there's public transit access. But when there isn't public transit access, that just seems to disappear.
Okay,
as
so
a
I'm going to give Deb a chance to respond.
We are making it accessible to public transit, and that is
There's
something that has worked
to
before.
The T as a part of
yes,
the proposal.
Yes, correct. We're a mile from public transit. Some people might walk or bike that, but there's nowhere to build right next to the Newton Highlands T station. There's nowhere to build next to the Elliott Street T station, the two closest ones. So, and other offices and other developments, particularly in Needham, which has been developing rapidly nearby, have been using shuttle services very successfully to bring their people to the T and access public transportation. We believe this is going to work. The developer has committed to a free, frequent shared ride service that'll run every day, 16 hours a day, and they're subsidizing T-passes. They're doing a lot to encourage people. They're also limiting this to one-car living. So they're limiting their market to people who want to live car-like.
Okay, so I'm going to try to grab three calls in a row here if I can. It all depends on what the content is. Let's start with Jess. I think we've got Jess back now from Cambridge. Yes. Jess, do we have you this time?
We do, and as a mental note, you need to turn off your radio and callers, disable your Bluetooth. I think that's what my problem was.
Good note to other callers. But, go ahead, Jess.
Okay. So I live in Cambridge, and I think that what no one's talking about, having lived through a large development like this, is we have zoning regulations in place, and we work hard to put the zoning regulations in place. And I'm sure this project is just like every other project. A developer comes in, they push the boundaries, they ignore the zoning laws, they build what they want to maximize profits. It goes through a process of rubber stamping through city council and planning boards. And at the end of the day, the residential communities don't have the capacity, the legal deep pockets, to continuously fight the developer. But
okay.
The developer has tremendous pockets, and as a result, we lose green space. And we lose.
I got to stop you there. I'm so sorry, Jess, but I want to get more voices in, and we heard a couple strong points from you. Let's go next to Lisa in Newton Highlands. Lisa, go ahead.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I am calling about this huge issue of affordable housing crisis in the Boston area, in the country at large.
So what's concerning you about it?
I would just like the people that you're interviewing, Deb Crossley and the other
and Randy,
Mr. Block, to speak to how this project addresses that crisis.
All right, great. Let's talk about that for a second. And I'm actually, just because you spoke last, Deb, I'm going to go to Randy first. What about affordable housing and the need for affordable housing, Randy?
Well, we are in favor of more housing and more affordable housing. This developer is meeting the minimum requirements for affordable housing.
Isn't that usually the case?
Yes, that is often the case.
Okay.
This is an opportunity to try and do better than that, and
okay.
It is possible. There have been other developers in Newton where the city council has succeeded in achieving quite a bit more than the minimum. And
can you give an example? Because it would be helpful.
Austin Street, I think, has 33% affordable
okay.
housing.
And affordable housing in this case is 50 to 80% of area median income. Is that right?
Right.
Okay. Deb, one or two sentences there to add to that?
Other projects have different mixes of amenities. Every project is different. This project is bringing us a lot more. I mentioned at the beginning, yes, affordable housing, both at 50% and 80% and up to 120%, a total of 17.5% all told. Also, more smaller elevator accessible units, not deed restricted affordable, but housing that we very much need in the city so that some seniors who want to can get out of their houses that are too big where they're just living on the first floor and not have to move out of town.
Okay, so I've got about 1 minute left with the two of you, and I want to shift gears for a second and ask, where is the common ground? What can Right Size Newton and the 17 city councilors who voted in favor of Northland find to work on together that addresses what I hear from you are shared concerns, but profoundly different approaches to how you want to think about that in the community? So where's the Pareto optimal region for the two of you?
So I'm not sure how to approach this question because there's been a two-year process, a lengthy public process. We've listened intently. We've made changes. We've pushed for a lot. We've negotiated a lot in this project, also through the special permit process, which we didn't get to dig into. The project, I think, now has the right balance. If traffic is the concern, it has the right balance. You can't have more affordable housing and more environmental controls and more open space. You have to you have to strike a balance.
Okay.
We work very hard to do that.
Let me go to you, Randy.
Well, I think it's a great question, and if we have some weeks and months to work on that, we may be able to find common ground. But right now, unfortunately, we are faced with an up or down vote on March 3rd. You're either going to vote yes and this development will be approved, or you're going to vote no and the development will be disapproved. And only if there's a no vote will there be an opportunity to reconsider this.
Which I have to cut in, because there's not an opportunity to go back to the table if it's a no vote.
Okay.
You're voting the zoning down, not the project.
Okay. So I got to end us there. That was Deb Crossley, Counselor at Large from Ward 5 in Newton. Thank you. And Randy Block, president of Right Size Newton. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. In our last just a couple of minutes before we end, we want to turn to one more voice on this and other issues facing the city of Newton. Joining us on the line is the mayor of the city of Newton, Ruth Ann Fuller. Mayor Fuller, welcome to Radio Boston.
Tiziana, it's good to join you.
So, Mayor, I'm going to ask you the question I just asked at the end. After next Tuesday, a vote will have happened, and something will be the outcome. And regardless of what that outcome is, as a leader of your community, how do you bring Newton together after what seems like it's been a challenging and contentious public policy issue in your city?
What's so terrific about Newton is we have passionate, engaged members of our community all across the city, and together we will continue to forge a future for Newton that balances our need to welcome to Newton more people on tight incomes and build green buildings and protect our open space. And yes, sometimes we're going to have different points of view about how to get there, but we're going to continue to work together and make sure everybody's voices are heard.
So, Mayor Fuller, I know that I want to be transparent. I know that you are somebody who's been in support of the development. Part of the reason we wanted to have this conversation today is for lessons for other cities and towns. Given how this has unfolded, what advice would you give to city councils or mayors in other communities about how to pursue the challenges of development in those communities?
I would say keep leaning in to make sure that people's voices are heard. For this particular Northland project, there were over 300 meetings, 12 public hearings in front of the city council, 18 months of active revisions and negotiations and compromises. We have to make sure we continue to do that and listen actively to all the neighbors in Newton and bring those voices forward.
Yeah, I do want to ask, because it sounds like the city wound up at a referendum stage because there were residents who, despite what you laid out there, didn't feel heard. Is there something you think you could have done differently to address that earlier?
So I think there are very good people here in Newton who are voting no on this. They firmly believe that some of the issues weren't resolved sufficiently. I think there are, it's important to have democracy work, and a vote will be taken. And I hope I am a strong yes vote on this. I think this is good for Needham Street and Newton Upper Falls and for Newton. And we'll see what the voters decide.
Okay, I want to get to a couple of other subjects very quickly. First, we are on the subject of land. I do want to ask you about Webster Woods. At the end of last year, city councilors voted to seize 18 acres of woodland of Webster Woods by eminent domain from Boston College, as the school might have developed it. That's been a controversial move. Where do you stand on that right now?
The city of Newton now owns in perpetuity Webster Woods. Those forests will remain forest forever. We have a strong conservation restriction on it, and we've cut a check to Boston College, and they have cashed that check.
Are they done contesting?
We'll that's up to them. They've got 3 years to make up their mind, and we'll see.
Okay, lastly, the Boston Globe has been reporting some racial slurs being used in association with students at Newton North High School. Police are investigating. What is the latest, and what is your message to the community? And I apologize, you've got about 30 seconds for this.
We have had a spate of very hurtful, wrong, damaging incidents over at Newton North are educators, our police, our students are all over it, and this is not what Newton is all about. We stand united against racial discrimination and all forms of hate.
All right. That is Mayor Ruth Ann Fuller, Mayor of Newton. Thank you, too, for joining us today.
Thank you.